This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Tuesday, Veterans Day, which we'll get to in a moment. Here is what's on tap for tonight. Trump's catching all kinds of heat for, again, talking about Chinese students by the hundreds of thousands coming into the country. We're going to talk about that. After we're done with the Veterans Day thing, I'm going to get to that early. New Democrat poll is staggering and frankly frightening for what's happening to that party. We'll get to that. Bridges are collapsing in China. Wendy's restaurants are closing here. That's a sad day. People are being taught to smile for the first time in a long time. All that, so many emails. Carol Roth, what's going on with these pardons, these alternate elector pardons, and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. But before we get to anything, it's Veterans Day. Veterans Day today, and I wanted to wish a very happy Veterans Day to all who have worn the uniform in this country. We do not have the land of the free because of the Constitution. Whoever told you that is dead wrong. We have the land of the free. We have a Constitution because brave men went and shot British people in the face. That's why we have a free country. Free societies, wonderful societies, are only maintained by brave people willing to fight, kill, and die for them. So, obviously, it goes without saying, but if you have a veteran in your life, anywhere in your life, coworker, family member, whoever, shoot him a text. Give him a phone call. Vice President J.D. Vance is a United States Marine. I thought it would be appropriate to play a little bit of this before we get into the meat of the show.
Thank you for serving and sacrificing. We've all got so many good stories of people that we served with over the years. During my 4 years of the Marine Corps, I met the very best of America, people who are willing to put on a uniform and risk their lives for their entire country. Just yesterday morning, I met people who lost limbs, who lost very, very important family members, who lost their psychological health going out there and serving the United States of America. So whether you gave a little bit or whether you gave a lot, every single person who put on the uniform of this nation deserves our gratitude on this day especially, but every day. And so from the Vice President and the entire administration to our nation's veterans, thank you for your service, thank you for your sacrifice, and thank you for making us proud every single day.
Absolutely. Happy Veterans Day to all who served. Now, let's dig into some ugly stuff, because there's some ugly stuff happening out there. Some things I will explain. Some things can't really be explained, or I should say the White House is making mistakes. It happens. Every administration makes mistakes. It's all right, but there is something Donald Trump is catching loads and loads of heat for. It's fair, but it's also not fair. I'll explain. Here's what he's catching heat for. He sits down with Laura Ingraham. And this is what he says about Chinese students coming into America, getting educated at our universities.
You don't want to cut half of the people, half of the students from all over the world that are coming into our country, destroy our entire university and college system. I don't want to do that.
I wouldn't lose any.
And don't forget, MAGA was my idea. MAGA was nobody else's idea. I know what MAGA wants better than anybody else. And MAGA wants to see our country thrive.
Okay. Well, MAGA, Donald Trump's, many of his most loyal supporters have a big problem with having 600,000 Chinese students educated in our university system. And his supporters have a big problem with the university system, period. And when they find out universities would have to close without Chinese students, they're not shedding any tears for the whole thing. But allow me to explain what this is. Chinese students, do keep this in mind, we always have to understand this, that China is completely controlled
by the Communist Party. The Communist Party of China, the CCP, they control everything. Here's what that means. Every single business that is a Chinese business, that does business in China, they work for the Chinese Communist Party. Now, maybe they're not sitting down doing actual spying, but if the Chinese Communist Party tells them to do anything, spy, sabotage, whatever, they are required to do so. They don't get to say what you can say, no, get out of my office. That doesn't happen. Chinese university students are all spies. They even have to sign something. They are all spies. I'm not saying they all have exploding pens and glasses that help them see people walking behind them. I used to have those when I was a kid. Those were sweet, by the way. But all of them are required to do whatever is asked of them by the Chinese Communist Party. And yes, legions and legions of them are here spying in various ways. Sometimes it's corporate espionage. Sometimes they're doing run-of-the-mill spreading of communism on the university campus. Sometimes, in conjunction with that, it takes the form of being pro-China. They want a pro-China feel on the university campus. And yes, some of the young ladies are over here operating as honeypots on the lookout for tech guys, military guys, government guys. They can woo with their Chinese charms and eventually get secrets out of them to bring back to China. That story's been all over the news. We've talked about it a couple times. This is what China does with its 600,000 Chinese students. They're not sending them over here to enjoy an Ohio State football game. They're sending them over here as spies. Now, here's why I said the criticism might be a little unfair of Trump on this. Trump knows everything I just said. Trump is the ultimate China hawk and has been for a long time, way before he got into politics. He is well aware of what these students are doing and how the Chinese government operates. I'm about to criticize the White House, so you're going to get a yin and yang here, but here's what's going on. As you are obviously aware, our economy is intertwined. Did you hear that word, Chris? That's a big word, intertwined. Anyway, you know our economy is intertwined with China's, and theirs is intertwined with us. This is a horrible situation. There's no question about it. We exported all of our manufacturing to China. Now they make the things. We buy the things. China needs us to keep buying the things. We currently need China to keep making the things. We need to become unintertwined, untwined. Look, I went to community college. I can't say for sure what the word is, but you know what I mean. We need to decouple, if you will. We need to separate from China. But this is not something you can snap your fingers and do overnight. Here's what happened. Here's why Donald Trump is going on the news defending the importation of 600,000 Chinese students. Xi Jinping made that part of the deal we just struck with China. Deals, almost all deals, personal deals, business deals, they give you wins and they give you losses. There's a give and take on all of them. That's how it works. How it works is we need certain things that China controls. You keep hearing about rare earth minerals, rare earths, and rare earths. What does that mean? Well, these are the things that are necessary to build high-end technology. If you don't have the rare earth stuff, then you can't keep up with China technologically. And China, because of our own negligence, controls 90% of the rare earths on the planet. We need to decouple from China. We don't have the option of decoupling yet. We just came to an agreement with them. This was not a big trade deal. It essentially was a year-long truce. We're not going to do the tariff thing on you. You're not going to cut us off from rare earths for a year. part of that truce is, hey, you're going to keep allowing 600,000 spies into your country, right? It was part of the deal. You can argue that should never be part of the deal. That's fine. Again, fine. You're totally fine to criticize Trump in the White House. You're not a servant. You can criticize anybody you want. But understand, that's why Donald Trump is still allowing this. What he's doing on the news is he's trying to sell it.
You don't want to cut half of the people, half of the students from all over the world that are coming into our country, destroy our entire university and college system. I don't want to do that.
I wouldn't lose any.
And don't forget, MAGA was my idea. MAGA was nobody else's idea. I know what MAGA wants better than anybody else. And MAGA wants to see our country thrive.
He's selling it. He's done this before on things that he knows aren't going to land well. Maybe things that he has been kind of forced to do. He goes on the news and he tries to sell it. Now, you're not going to sell that, but maybe he's going to try to mitigate the losses, if you will. Now, that was me defending him. I am going to criticize him next for some of this economic talk that I'm hearing from the White House. Before we get to that, abortion is easy to get now. That's the sad truth. Because of this disgusting pill that you can get in the mail. Over half of the abortions in the country now take place in a woman's bathroom. Isn't that just freaking awful? Preborn gives out our best weapon, an ultrasound. A free ultrasound is what saves lives. Preborn finds these women before they can abort their babies, and they offer love, care, support. They give them a free ultrasound. They introduce them to God. If they need diapers, if they need formula, if they need help, Preborn is there. You have saved thousands of lives already through Preborn. Save another one. Christmas season. Save another one. Preborn.com/Jesse. Remember, this is tax deductible. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday, reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, and I do hope to get to a lot of those tonight. I just defended Trump's comments about 600,000 Chinese students coming in. I don't want a single Chinese student coming in, and I don't care if the university system closes down, but I understand that was part of the trade truce that we just struck with China. I got it. So that was me defending it. But there is something I want to caution Trump and really all the mouthpieces of the White House about. Remember when Joe Biden was president and inflation was terrible? Do you remember the tactic they deployed when life was becoming unaffordable for you, for everybody? When life was becoming unaffordable, do you remember what they did? And I ripped them all the time for it. They kept telling people that things were great. Whenever they were asked, people can't afford this, people can't afford that, people can't afford that, prices are going up. The tactic they clearly decided to go with was, what? Prices are down. Things are great. Things are awesome. Things are amazing. Inflation's way down. I can't afford to live. Inflation's way down. And remember what I said. When someone tells you something is wrong, you can choose a variety of different things to try to make their life better or make them feel better. You can express sympathy. You can even help them in some way. But you know the one thing you can't ever do, ever, 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 ever. It never works. It doesn't work in personal relationships. It doesn't work in politics. You can never tell somebody they're fine. When they tell you they're not fine and you say, no, you are. No, but I can't afford things. Yeah, you can. Prices are down. But you don't understand. I'm not making ends meet. Oh, prices are way down. You're great. This is something that the White House has been trying for the past few days as people are getting more and more upset about the economy. And Trump actually dismissed it yesterday when he was being interviewed by Laura Ingraham. She said, why are people saying they're anxious about the economy? Trump said, quote, I don't know that they're saying that. I think the polls are fake. We have the greatest economy we've ever had. Now, I understand you're always going to get some standard Trump bravado in there. That's the way Trump operates. Everything is the most beautiful thing ever, the greatest thing ever. I got that. That's endearing. I find it endearing. I think it's hilarious. It's just kind of who Trump is. So I get that there's some of that. But inflation has not gone down. It has not. That is a lie. It is not. Now, it may not be increasing the way it was after Joe Biden's ridiculous Inflation Reduction Act. Inflation may have stabilized, but it has not reversed. And inflation, this amount of inflation, is practically brand new. This happened over the past few years. So people, and maybe this is you, people remember what it was like to be able to afford to go out to eat. They remember what it was like to be able to afford a plane ticket. They remember what it was like to not have to work two jobs double time. People remember what it was like when interest rates to buy a home were 3%, 4%. I bought a home during that time. I'm paying under 3% for a mortgage. That's impossible for people to even picture now. I could never picture. Nobody could do it. This is not ancient history. This is recent history. Because of our insane suicidal COVID policies and then the Inflation Reduction Act, people recently became a lot poorer. Okay, now that's bad, right? And I'm not blaming that on Trump. Not all of it, certainly. Not blaming that on Trump. And people don't feel like they can afford life right now. And maybe this is you. Remember record credit card debt, all these things. When people are upset about the cost of living, they're upset about the economy, they're upset about the job market. When people are angry, you can do a lot. You can tell them you feel sorry for them. You're sorry. You can tell them you have a plan to fix it. Hey, we're going to dig into it. You can choose a variety of strategies. But the one thing you absolutely, positively cannot do under any circumstances is tell people they're fine. No, things are great. No, I'm on my way to my second job. I got to see my kids for 15 minutes. Now I'm driving Uber at night to try to make ends meet. No, the economy's great. Prices are down. No, you don't understand. I can't afford to fly this year for Thanksgiving. In fact, we can't even afford to drive. I can't take any time off of work. I'm not making ends meet. No, the economy's awesome. Well, hold on. My credit cards are maxed out. And if something doesn't break soon, we might have to sell a car or move out of our house. No, the economy is going gangbusters. We've never had it better. That doesn't work. That does not work. That is the one thing you cannot do. Never. You want to try that with your wife or your husband? I come home tonight and Ob tells me she had a terrible day. She stubbed her toe. The boys were misbehaved. The dog pooped in the house. And you know what I can't do in that moment? I can offer to help clean up. I can say, I'm sorry, baby. But you know what I can't do in that moment? Absolutely not. No, you had a great day. Oh, your day's awesome. You had an awesome day. There's nothing to complain about. Your day was awesome. How do you think that's going to land? Stop telling people the economy's great, especially when they're telling you they don't feel it's great. That's bad strategy. Don't do that anymore. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
Shut up.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Tuesday. We'll get to some emails here, and if you want to talk about a few other things. Again, just one final word on the economy. I think they will get their messaging right. This is closer to the kind of messaging you're going for. This was Scott Bessent.
I think that the tariffs help consumers. They brought down the budget deficit. And if you... MIT came out with a study that said that 42% of the great inflation was caused by the big deficit spending. So as you bring down deficit spending, inflation will come down. And the tariffs Right now, we take in substantial tariff income. Over time, that will rebalance as the factories move to the U.S., and that will become the corporate income or wage income. And by bringing down the budget deficit, we are bringing down inflation.
Whether or not you believe that is not important, whether or not you like the tariffs or hate the tariffs, that's not important. That at least is better messaging. Hey, help is on the way. We're going to get inflation down. We're going to do something. We're doing something. You just haven't experienced it yet. That is the messaging the White House has to stick with. The messaging going into the midterms over the next year absolutely, positively cannot be everything's fine. You're doing great. The economy's awesome. That people don't feel that. All right? Now, let's do some other things, shall we? For instance, Jesse, I'm an Uber driver for 15 years, a retired grandma, and I love doing it part-time. With the country being flooded with illegals, Uber has provided these non-English-speaking drivers with their temporary work permit. American drivers can no longer even make a reasonable income. What can Trump or whomever do to get these illegals off the platform? So this is another one of those industries where Americans are being crowded out. I think it was the last time I went to New York City. I don't remember. I believe it was the last time I went to New York City. I drove by one part of town. I forget exactly where it was. And there were legions of Africans there. I'm talking people fresh from Africa. And they all had bicycles with them with the big food attachments where you can haul things around on your bicycle. Why? Because they were all working for the various food delivery apps that are out there. I don't know which specific ones, DoorDash, Grubhub, what Uber Eats, whatever it was. It was one of those jobs that is apparently easily attainable for somebody who's illegal, a foreigner, not a citizen. I have been told this exact same thing about the various rideshare jobs, that it's easy to find a fake license, that you don't even have to show up anywhere in person. This is just what I've been told, that you can get those jobs and that they are getting those jobs. Those are American jobs. And those are solid jobs for people, not just retired people. People can make a solid income. Maybe you're listening to me right now, driving DoorDash, Uber Eats, something like that, trying to make a living for yourself. Maybe it's a second job. I talked to a guy a couple weeks ago. His family needed a new SUV. He didn't have enough money for a new SUV. Their old one was wrecked. So he is now driving Ubering people at night. And it's essentially covering his car payment. That's what he's doing. He's doing it for the job for the car they bought. These are American jobs, but we are in a situation where Democrats, who do have political power across the country, Democrats don't want you to have a job. They want you to be replaced with a foreigner. You can go on welfare, then they own you too. I mean, this is the situation. I want you to listen to this. Listen to this.
Assalamu alaikum. Habin wal aksan. Maaga yega wa yarub farid. Boka magalwa
minneapolis. This election means this.
That's the mayor of Minneapolis. We have imported so many foreigners into this country that this is the mayor of Minneapolis at a rally.
Assalamu alaikum.
We have a political party so committed to filling up this country with foreigners. This is the Speaker of the House of Illinois.
I'm telling you, I don't believe anyone is an illegal alien. That's a terrible term to use about anyone.
It's a legal term.
It's not a legal term. They used to call black people slaves legally. And it was wrong. Let's stop dehumanizing people.
Yeah. Listen to that. You want to hear a jaw dropper? This was in front of the House Homeland Security Committee. It was a hearing they were having. You want to know how committed these evil people are to filling up this country with as many foreigners as possible, crowding you out? I'm warning you, this is going to make you upset. It's something you haven't heard before. You ready? Just gird your loins, all right? Listen to this.
I'd like to ask Mr. Carroll, and anybody else would like to answer this, can you name some of these NGOs that have specifically taken these hundreds of millions of dollars and not used it to protect these children?
Catholic Charities, Lutheran Family Services, Jewish Family Services. I spoke to a gentleman that works in DHS. He actually sends the electronic fund transfers, and I asked him, sir, tell me, who are you responsible for, and how much is the largest check you cut? He said, I'm over Jewish Family Services, and I cut a check for $600 million. And I said, is that for like 3 years? And he told me, JJ, get in the game. That's 2 or 3 months, and it's renewable.
Sorry about that awful music that was behind it. It was terrible. $600 million of your money going to NGOs every 2 or 3 months. Now, don't worry about the names of them. This was Jewish Family Services and Catholic Family Services. These are all just communist front groups. They throw on religious skin suits like they always do, but they're communist front groups. The more important thing is your government, your money is being spent to bring in as many people as possible and pay for everything in their life. Pay their rent, pay for their food, pay for their phone bill. This is at a time when Americans can't afford anything. That's bad. Let's do some emails. Jesse, for the love of a just and merciful God.
In the name of a just, merciful God.
Finish the story about your neighbor's friend and the national anthem. On Thursday, someone asked about the proper etiquette when he hears taps. You launched into a story about your neighbor's good friends. Then apparently something shiny happened and you finished about how your sons get annoyed by people. What did your neighbor's wife do? I realize now that I did forget to tell that story, finish that story. Went over the neighbors. This was years ago for the Super Bowl. They had these people they're really good friends with. And we in our house shut our mouths. Most of the time we stand up unless you're in some weird circumstance when the national anthem is ever being played on TV. It's just what we do. Super Bowl comes on, national anthem comes on, and this woman, who's one of their friends, ran her fat mouth the entire freaking time. She did not slow down or shut up. I don't think she took a breath for the entire national anthem. And I can just see Ob. I remember it like it was yesterday. Ob's looking at me as soon as it's done because she knows I've got steam coming out of my ears. And she's giving me the look of, it's a pleading kind of a look of, please don't embarrass me. Please don't embarrass me. Please don't embarrass me. What, Chris? Chris said that kind of shame is underrated. Yeah, look, it was a small enough party that I probably would have blown up the party if I did it. I probably would have ruined the entire party. Instead, I just silently decided in that moment that I would never again attend any event where that woman was present, and I have kept my word to this day. So instead of voicing my opinion, I silently cut her off for the rest of my life. It's very healthy. Look, Pure Talk is healthy. You should cut off Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. You know that. You know you shouldn't give these disgusting companies your business. Not ever. Not ever. Verizon hates your guts. Verizon, they actually go over and above working with the FBI to turn in conservatives, to turn in anybody on the right. Did you know that? They did it after January 6th. They did it to our senators during Arctic Frost. These big mobile companies hate you. Pure Talk doesn't. And I'm not asking you to sacrifice a thing. I need good coverage. Pure Talk's on the same towers. The average family saves more than a grand a year. So I'm trying to save you money. You can keep your phone. It's pain-free. And when you call them, you get to speak to an American. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. We'll get to this latest poll amongst Democrats here in a few. I want to do some emails, but first I've been thinking about this. I want to start a secret club. Please don't shake your head. I have to confess something to you. You know, we've discussed on the show before how Jewish producer Chris is a part of these Freemasons who are subverting the United States of America in the world. And I was recently in Waco, Texas for my son's cross-country state tournament. And I saw there, what do you people call it, Chris? A lodge? It was pretty grand. And there was stained glass, and there were engravings and stuff. I'm jealous. But I don't want to join Chris's club because he's in it. So I've been thinking about this a lot today, I am going to start my own secret club. We are going to have rings, very small rings that you have to wear to identify yourself. What, Chris? It's not small so it fits on my hand. It's small because dudes don't like to wear rings unless they're Italian. So I'm not talking about that, but we have to find some way to identify each other. We are also going to have a headquarters. We're not going to call it a lodge because that's lame. We're going to have a headquarters of some kind. We are not in any way going to give back to the community or help anybody. This will only be for our personal enjoyment, and we will run certain covert operations from there. We will try to subvert things. I haven't decided what we're going to subvert yet, but we're going to have a really cool headquarters, and it's going to be awesome. What, Chris? Why don't we buy an island? I am a little worried about the funds right now because the club is just starting. We need a wealthy benefactor of some kind because I have a lot of plans depending on the budget. It's all budget dependent. An island would be wonderful. A large bunker complex of some kind, either in the Appalachians or the Rockies, somewhere a bunker complex. But that also has to be affordable, and then we're going to have to furnish it. In case you're wondering, there will be no women allowed. This club is supposed to be secret, and so we cannot have any women. There will not be any short men admitted. Sorry. Nobody with a bad credit score is coming in. That's just very indicative of things, so there'll be no bad credit scores. There are going to be rings. Secret socks. I've already decided we have secret socks. Chris, can you find out if Cozy Earth makes any socks? I actually don't have any Cozy Earth socks. What? They can be part of this. I have a strong desire to be part of a secret society that does secret stuff. And I don't know. Stop shaking your head, Chris. What? What? I had the opportunity to, Chris said, but I passed on being a mercenary. I don't want to be a mercenary. That was a mercenary job that involved killing poachers in Africa. I already said I don't want to help anybody with my club. I just want to be part of a secret club. This is purely selfish, and we're going to have no cell phones. There'll be no electronic devices of any kind. The building, our bunker complex, it will be soundproof. It'll be virtually impenetrable to electronic surveillance. I've seen enough movies to know how to make that happen. And I don't know all, I can't tell you all that we're going to be doing in there because it's secret, but the club has officially begun. This is the early stages. That's all I'm going to say. This is the early stages. Also, Democrats are friggin' evil. I could say that. That's bad. But the good news is, they're really, really stupid. Really stupid. Dome is still out there doing the podcast circuit. And, well, I'll just play it for you.
I wasn't about to be distracted by those flames that he was trying to throw to get me away from my highest priority, which is talking to people about the economy and their well-being in terms of their financial well-being. And that's, so I understood the game that was being played. And I made a decision that I wasn't going to get played. And
chestnut checkers, got it.
Chestnut checkers.
Yeah, three-dimensional chess, I'm telling you. You know?
Three-dimensional chess? What other dimensions of chess are there? Now, I'm not an expert on these things, but I thought chess... was always three-dimensional. Chris, you suck at it because Corey already beat you, but Corey Chess is three-dimensional, right? I was right about that? What, Chris? I'm just talking about the time that Corey beat you, even though he never plays, and you play all the time. That's what I was bringing up. I didn't mean to bring up old stuff. Anyway, they're morons. Kamala Harris is a moron. I hope Gavin Newsom is as dumb as Dome. He is more likable than Dome, so we're going to have to deal with that, but I hope he's as dumb as Dome. Speaking of the Democrat Party, though, it's time to dig into this. So they pulled Democrats in the state of Georgia. This is just for the state of Georgia. Do you know their number one issue? It's not the economy. It's not inflation. It's not health care. You want to know their number one issue? Standing up to Donald Trump. Do you want to know why there are these cries from inside the Democrat Party?
It's not personal. I respect some of the things you've accomplished in your career. But you know what? You've just lost touch with where the base of the party is. You've lost touch on foreign policy, where you supported the war in Iraq and then a blank check to Netanyahu, and you refused to endorse Mamdani. And then this is the second time you've had the shutdown.
That's Representative Ro Khanna talking about Chuck Schumer. He's done with him. Here's Senator Chris Murphy.
I know that Senator Schumer has a hard job, but this can't happen again. We have got to find a way to stay united. We aren't this week, and that doesn't help anybody except for President Trump.
Are you worried it could happen again? Do you have confidence in Leader Schumer?
Well, I certainly do worry that it is going to happen again. And I think we have to have a hard conversation inside the entire caucus to come to some conclusion on how to make sure we stay united.
Keep in mind, this is because Schumer was not able to keep the government shut down. He's now facing a revolt. What a weird, wild party. We'll talk about this more next.
This is an iHeart podcast.